We love your praise. We love your praise. Holy Spirit, come. Come and move. Come here and move in our midst. 'Cause we want more than just a song, more than just words. We want you. For an offering, yeah. It's right here, my life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed, sing. I wanna be tried by fire, purified. Purify, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Sing it again. I wanna be tried by fire. Purify, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. And if your glory wants to come in, let it fall, we want it all. Lord, your fire is consuming. Fill this place, set it ablaze, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner.
As we continue in worship, I first heard this song about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, and I heard it, and honestly, the lyrics to this song scared me a little bit. And maybe some of you in the room are feeling a little hesitancy as we're singing these words, like, burn me, God, I want to be refined in fire. That's a scary prayer to pray. That's a scary prayer, and I remember going, God, it's a beautiful song, but I don't want to sing that because I know that you're going to answer me and I'm not going to like it. I said, Lord, it's beautiful. I don't want to put myself in that position though. And the Lord answered me, and it was such a tender moment. I remember hearing the voice of Holy Spirit. He goes, well, holiness is not gritting your teeth and clenching your fist just to say no to sin. Holiness, he said, be holy as I am holy. And I remember going, God, be holy as you're holy. Yeah, right, that's impossible. Well, God wouldn't have called you to be holy as he's holy if it's actually impossible to be holy like he's holy. And he told me, he goes, it's not just gritting your teeth and clenching your fists and beating at the air, trying to resist sin and say no, no. He goes, actually, the way into holiness is simply to look at the one who's holy. The seraphim around the throne, they're called the burning ones. The word seraphim actually means the burning ones. And day and night, they do nothing else but just look at God. The way into holiness, the way into righteousness, the way into purity is simply to look at the one who's holy, simply to look at the one who's righteous, the one who's pure. Because Jesus, you are worthy to receive a pure and spotless, righteous bride. Jesus, you're worthy to receive what you died for. You're worthy to receive what you paid for. You're worthy to receive us presented blameless and holy before you. So I invite you, church, we're gonna sing this. Purify my heart, clean my hands, purify my life. Take my life as a living sacrifice. I want you to sing it because you're invited in to a holiness. You're invited in to the pleasures of purity in a way that you've never experienced before. So we're gonna sing this again. Clean my hands, purify my heart, because God, you're worthy to receive me as pure and holy. Oh, sing, clean my hands, come on. Purify my heart, I want to burn for you, only for you. Sing, take my life as a sacrifice, I want to burn for you, yeah, only for you. Clean my hands, clean my, come on, sing it out. Purify my, I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice, I wanna burn for you, only clean my hands, and purify.
Take my life, take my life.
beautiful. Sing it out. Jesus, we want to burn for you. Only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I want to burn for you. Only. I want to burn. Oh, I want to burn for you. Only for you. Sing. I want to burn for you. Only for you. I just feel like I don't want to rush this moment. And I think even as we've been singing this, there have been thoughts, or maybe the Lord is pinpointing something in your life that you need to get rid of, that He wants to burn. And I just want to give us the opportunity, I want to give us permission this morning to get clean. I don't feel the need to call anything out or to pinpoint anything myself for you, but only you know your heart before the Lord. And the Lord cares so deeply about your purity. He cares so deeply about your heart. And so, Lord, I just ask, I just want to take maybe 30 to 40 seconds, and I just want you to get real before God and say, Lord, search me and know me and see if there's any wicked way in me. And ask the Holy Spirit to pinpoint that which needs to be burned out, that which needs to be cleansed and purified. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we avail ourselves to you right now. We make ourselves available to you. We want to burn for you. There's freedom happening right now. As the Lord begins to communicate that to you, those things that you need to burn, just say, Lord, I surrender it now. I surrender it now. Come and burn it away. Come and burn away the chaff. Burn away the wickedness in me. Search me and know me, God. See if there be any wicked way in me. Burn it away. Burn it away. 'Cause you're an all-consuming fire. You're an all-consuming fire. Oh, we want to burn for you. We want to burn, we want to burn, we want to burn for you, yeah. Oh, I want to be holy as you're holy. I want to love like you love. I want to love like you love. I want to look like you. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you, Jesus. I want to be a reflection of your glory. Oh, I want to be just like you. Oh, Jesus, I want to be just like you. So come and burn.